Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
With religious freedom not a top priority of this administration, the International Religious Freedom Summit is coming at an appropriate time. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is the International Religious Freedom Summit. It's going to be held in Washington, D.C., July 13 through 15. Starts actually tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Our ministry center, right across from the U.S. Supreme Court, has, for the last several years, been a very strategic location for this International Religious Liberty Summit. Actually, it was under the leadership of President Donald Trump, who appointed Governor Sam Brownback as the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. And he was very strong in raising the bar and shining the light on religious freedom worldwide. In fact, the last couple of years, the International Religious Freedom Summit began in our ministry center with prayer for the Ambassador Brownback. But right now what we have is the Biden administration has failed to appoint an ambassador at large for international religious freedom and actually is working to undermine religious freedom even in the United States, let alone around the world, with regards to attempting to repeal the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Right. You know, President Trump appointed Senator Brownback for that position 2 years ago. And the position was created when the International Religious Freedom Act was signed into law in 1998. And it was a bipartisan legislation to promote religious freedom as a foreign policy of the United States, to promote greater religious freedom in countries which engage or tolerate violations of religious freedom, and to advocate on the behalf of individuals persecuted for their religious beliefs and activities in foreign countries. I don't think here, even though we're fighting this with this administration now, we don't realize how many Christians around the world are being persecuted simply for standing for their faith.
I remember when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State under Barack Obama, and she did a visit, it was the very first one, to China. And when she went there, she said nothing about the civil rights violation of people in China, nothing about the prison, nothing about the forced labor, nothing about the religious persecution. And a very good friend of mine, Ken Blackwell, who was the first African-American mayor of Cincinnati, he was also the statewide treasurer and secretary of state, he was also an ambassador to the United Nations on human rights. He said, and others echoed him, that when you go to a country like that where you have oppression and you don't speak out publicly about the persecution and or the inhumane suppression of people and their rights, then what happens is when you leave, that country is emboldened because they know the United States is not going to push back.
Right, it's tragic.
And they're just going to sit there and not do anything. And so more people would have suffered and died in China after the exit of then-Secretary Hillary Clinton when she got on the plane and left.
Right. And, you know, America's founded on religious freedom. And even Rasmussen and the Summit Institute did a recent survey of 1,000 likely American voters. And 82% said freedom of religion is important to a healthy American society. And 67% that religious freedom was very important to a healthy American society. So Americans as a whole want to continue to uphold our religious freedom.
Yeah, you go back to September 17, 1787, when the First Amendment of the United States Constitution ultimately was created. It says, you know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And this Constitution has been the longest enduring Constitution in the world of any government. We've had one government, the United States of America. No other country has been in existence continually without having multiple different kinds of governments. So it's the longest surviving constitution on the planet. And in that constitution of the Bill of Rights, the very first amendment to the Constitution of the United States is, in fact, the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And so the First Amendment, goes back in the Constitution is 1787. The First Amendment is 1789, and it came in as part of the Bill of Rights. Consequently, you have freedom of religion being the foundation of our country. And that's why we have been a light to the rest of the world, speaking freedom, not only in everyday governmental operations, but also religious freedom.
Right. And President Trump understands that and upholds that and appreciates that and has fought for that, whereas this administration is doing everything to destroy it.
Yeah, because you have two things that are happening. You have the Biden administration has not even addressed international persecution, international religious freedom, not appointed an ambassador at large. So what is happening is some of the people like Governor Brownback of Kansas, although he's not the ambassador at large under the Biden administration, he's still spearheading an ministerial to advance a religious freedom, and he is going to be part of this particular summit.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing, Matt. I mean, Brownback and our ministry center and other religious leaders are taking responsibility for this and saying, we're going to continue this no matter what.
Yeah, so we have, as part of Liberty Council, we have Liberty Relief International, which helps persecuted Christians around the world. So we're very much in tune with what's happening around the globe with persecuted Christians, and we provide them humanitarian support and spiritual support and Bibles and other kinds of help for them. And we have an email, Liberty Relief International, that people can get. And it talks about the different stories of persecution around the world. And the stories are just horrendous. And this is happening all the time. There's more persecution that's happening in our generation than at any previous generation worldwide.
Yeah, we have no idea. We take our faith for granted, even though we've had to fight with the churches to uphold their rights and everything. We have no idea what it means to really die for your faith.
No, and some people are being killed. Their women are being raped. They're being imprisoned. Churches are being closed, all because of their belief in Jesus Christ.
And then some of those churches meet underground.
And
secretly.
The amazing thing about that is in Iran, there are reports that the fastest growing church in the world is the underground church in Iran.
Right.
In the face of incredible persecution where they're meeting together, they don't know whether or not the next knock is going to be somebody that just wipes them out, arrests them, finds out who their family members are, harasses them, even kills them or imprisons them. And they're meeting together in these amazing group meetings in which they're risking their lives. The United States of America needs to speak out on it. So this International Summit on Religious Freedom of 2021 is going to be July 13 through 15. So if you're going to be in Washington, D.C., or you know somebody who is, let them know about it. You can also call Liberty Council's number for more information, 407-875-1776. You can go to Liberty Council's website as well, lc.org. You can also go to our ministry, Faith and Liberty. Faith and Liberty is a spiritual evangelistic ministry to the nation's capital. The website there is faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org. This is an amazing ministry. It's not legal. It's not public policy. Mm-hmm. It's an evangelistic outreach to the nation's capital. And it's very much involved in planning and also executing this International Religious Freedom Summit of 2021, July 13 through 15.
Right. You know, God is calling the church to stand up for our rights and to be a light, to be a beacon in this culture. I mean, you see what's happening with the administration trying to push the so-called Equality Act, which would abolish all of our religious freedom and much more. So we've got to stand for this. And, you know, God calls us to be a light, to speak up, to pray and to share the word and to take responsibility like these leaders are, you know, starting tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. In fact, as I've mentioned before, we've had the blessing of opportunity to actually kick off this International Religious Freedom Summit for the last couple years, in our ministry center where the then Ambassador Brownback would come with people from around the world. Some of these people, one of them was shot. He was left for dead. He was part of a Christian group, and the terrorist came in to try to kill them. He survived. He was part of that. They gathered together, prayed, laid hands on Governor Brownback, mm-hmm. and Ambassador Brownback. It was an amazing kickoff to this International Religious Liberty Summit, and people from around the world came to talk about how they can best support international religious freedom.
Right.
But here, right here in the United States, the H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, they're trying to repeal the Religious Freedom Act of 1993, repeal religious freedom. We have to stand for religious freedom. We must not allow religious freedom to be threatened or die on our watch. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.